This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
The Washington Post recently ran a story about canned video news packages. CNN News Source and other outlets will provide video and a script to local stations, and then the local stations have one of their own reporters read the script, and it comes across as a reporter as a report that this local reporter did themselves, rather than something that was done someplace else, and all they're doing is just reading the words. What is wrong with that, Lisa?
Well, what I don't like about it is there's nothing wrong with it as long as you say what the source of the story is, but. And they point out that the writer, Paul Fari of The Washington Post, points out that newspapers use articles from syndicated news sources, the Associated Press and other wire services, but they're labeled as such. And these are not labeled as CNN news source. They're passed off as locally generated stories. And it came to his attention, the writer's attention, when Conan O'Brien played a bunch of the identical clips from various stations.
Various stations around the country running a story on the same topic. And amazingly, the reporters were all speaking the exact same words across the nation.
Yes, because they had a script they were reading from. Sure. So, and what I think the quote was, it was one of those sort of sappy kinds of things you get sometimes when you're doing an intro to a reader or something on TV. And what was it? Politics is getting a little salty now or something like that. You know, and all these local reporters were saying the same intro, you know, that politics are getting really salty now and blah, blah, blah. And so.
And it was about a story about restaurants cooking up candidate inspired dishes.
Right. So.
So, as a reporter, I would not want to be putting my voice or my name, my credit to something that I didn't do myself. And I'm surprised so many, or maybe I shouldn't be surprised, that so many TV stations are just willing to do this. You know, it would be fine if these news sources were sending video packages to these stations, as Lisa indicated, and they just let a national reporter do the story, and they cite the source at the end, or it's identified in the story as this came from such and such a place. But to have a local reporter pretend to have done all this work on a story, that rubs me the wrong way.
Yeah, I don't think I would stand for it. And I guess what I'm a little – what's amusing about it is Conan picked up on it and then strung all of these – intros, these leads together, and so we see these different anchors all over the country saying the same thing over and over and over again with virtually the identical wording. If you know, there's a lot of ways to handle that kind of a thing, and I guess one technique would be simply to write your own lead, although that's a pretty good lead, you know, if it's about dishes in restaurants, you know, meals and so forth, they use salty and all that, but
of course, if you're lazy enough to do this sort of stuff, you're probably too lazy to write your own lead.
And I think what's going to happen is now I'll bet that reporters, that you know, anchors and so forth that go on the air with stuff like that in the future are going to say, oh, I better write my own lead. Just, you know, so they, you know, so somebody like Conan doesn't pick up on it and, you know, string it all together into sort of a humorous video, because certainly that's drawn some attention to a practice that I'm sure has been going on for quite a long time, you know, using news releases and rewritten and all this kind of stuff. But it's just sort of an outgrowth of that.
Well, according to this article, it's on the rise and because of economics. And the station manager is quoted here saying that this kind of these packages make sense because they don't have the money to the budget to have a totally local newscast. But
well, and again, it would make sense if there was proper attribution giving. But how can you trust a news organization when they're faking that they're coming up with these stories?
Absolutely. You have to be transparent with your audience about where you're getting your news.
You know, Mike, before we started this conversation off the air, you were telling us about something that used to be done in the radio business with interviews with musicians.
And other celebrities, sure, yeah. The example that comes to mind was I used to give an assignment in one of my radio production classes where what we would receive at radio stations would be, say, for example, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys came out with a new album. somebody in Los Angeles or New York or somewhere would interview him, and they would take his answers to those interview questions and just make a CD, a compact disc with all the answers on it, cut by cut. And then they would send that out to radio stations, and what the radio, local radio personalities were supposed to do would be to record the questions, which were also provided on a script to make it sound like Brian Wilson had been in the studio there.
Talking to the local DJ.
Talking to the local DJ, which didn't happen, of course. And when it's well done, because it was on CD with no tape hiss or any of that kind of thing, it would be really... It would be very convincing in the hands of a, you know, practiced master. But it was kind of funny in my class to hear some of the students come up with questions for this guy. They didn't even know who Brian Wilson was in many cases. So, you know, it's hard for them to act. It's an acting job, basically. So an interesting assignment.
And there were DJs who started to have fun with those things by asking completely ridiculous questions and then having the celebrity come in with this really straight answer to this ridiculous question.
Right, truly. So,
I just worry that the outsourcing trend it's not just affecting television, but newspapers are outsourcing their copy desks. I mean, it's a dream of media owners to be able to have lots of local content, as they call it, but without spending a penny more than they have to. They're
without spending a penny, period.
So
that's what, boy, years ago when I worked in Elgin, we used to joke that the owner's dream radio station was to have no employees. It would sell itself and just operate itself, and he would just make all the money. And perhaps we're headed down that unfortunate road. And on that fine note, we are out of time for today. I want to wish each of you a happy holiday season. Same to our listeners. And we'll be taking a couple weeks off, but we'll be back in early January with more of Shop Talk.